Good evening. Thank you for joining me. Empathy is not the same as compassion. Empathy is in the realm of duality. Me, you, us, them. Empathy also is not pure. Empathy is defiled. I'm not judging it. I'm saying that we choose what to have empathy for and what not to. Until you are truly free of this drive to present yourself as a self. We want to have empathy for something that we think we understand and we have a relationship with. We will not have empathy for something that we consider harmful or our enemy. Compassion, on the other hand, it is empty. It's beyond. Remember that the Heart Sutra came from the Bodhisattva of compassion. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Compassion is beyond birth and death. In Buddhism, we have Kuan Yin, or in Korean, it's Kwansum. Kwansum Bosal is commonly chanted. Another name out of Avalokitesvara. So we have these names for a deity that we've created in our minds. Some place that we can put an idea of what compassion is. That's still an idea. Is it useful? I'm not judging whether it's useful or not. We're creators. We're creative. Everything is always being created. But don't be deceived by thinking because I am giving and there is a receiver. There's no I giving and there is no receiver. Actually. We are already Buddhas. We don't become Buddhas. What is the point? It is not believing what you think. The point is beyond your thinking. Not right or wrong, you see. It's not about that. It's about understanding. It's about wisdom. It's about getting beyond our idea of how things are. It's illumination. It's light, it's wisdom. It's getting beyond our constantly creating I, me, and mine. So this is what was on my mind tonight. Showing empathy and being a compassionate being, what's the difference? I just want to add one more thing. It is and it isn't. I don't know how else to give it to you. And the way I do, I mean, I'm just coming from what this is. You know, I don't have an answer. I just recognize that empathy and compassion are not the same thing. I have that recognition. So, what's on your minds tonight? That's what was on mine.
Hi, Will.
Hey, Michael.
You know, it reminds me of Ram Dass. He used to do a lot of work with the people who were dying. And he used to talk about inhabiting roles lightly. So he used to talk about how he was the person who was brought in to help someone die. And then there was the person who was dying or who was sick. And he found that if he wasn't in the right headspace, then he was there being, look at me, I'm someone who is here to help, then he was almost like putting too much on the person. And it wasn't until that he let that go when people, then they could just kind of be together. But when he was there as a helper and they were supposed to, and they were supposed to play the role of the dyer, he could say, he could feel that it was too much. And it wasn't until he let go of it and didn't have the empathy. And then there was just, there was helping happening. That's when it was like the sweet spot.
Yeah. Thanks, Michael. I remember that story, and that's a great one. So thank you so much for bringing that up. Good example.
Well, you know, it's like when you ever catch yourself when you're at the store or interacting with somebody who's a beggar, and you have a moment of giving, and then you have that second afterwards to go, look how wonderful and benevolent I am. That moment where you're like, oh wait, that's not what it's about.
Anything else? Hope you had a good sit. Hope the rest of your week is also good, filled with joy and a good life. Okay. Thank you.